The Gemara tells us in Brachas that Moshe instituted the bracha, the first bracha we have been benching, Hazon Asako, based on the man. So the simple understanding is the Jews in the Midbar used to make the Minat Torah, and there were no Midrabanans then. The Minat Torah, they used to do the first bracha. And then when Yehoshua entered Eretz Yisrael, so they instituted No Do'acha Hashem Akeno Al Eretz Chem Datova on the land he gave us. So then the bracha of Eretz Yisrael from Yehoshua Ben Nun became Minat Torah with stages. And then we have the third bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim. So there are two aspects to Yerushalayim. And we'll see some halacha l'maisa differences, but in this scenario, we know there's Yerushalayim as the political capital of Eretz Yisrael, that when David moved from Hebron to Yerushalayim, that made it, it's one aspect of Yerushalayim. And another aspect of Yerushalayim is its proximity to the Makam HaMikdash. So when Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. So there's one din d'oraisa recognizing Yerushalayim as the political capital of the world. And there's another aspect of the Yerushalayim as the place of the Makam HaMikdash. In fact, that was the big debate in 1967, Chafchet Iyar, when the Jews finally took back Yerushalayim, the last time the Jews controlled the whole Yerushalayim, probably since the Korban Habayis. So the Jews took up in 48, they didn't have any control of different parts of Yerushalayim and other areas. It wasn't until 1967 they got back to Makam HaMikdash, they got back to Yerushalayim and the Kotel Maravi and everything along those lines. So the question was, there's a din of Kriya that the Gemara says in Moed Katan, Yerib Kriya, talks about the Ari Yehuda, talks about Yerushalayim. Today the minig is most Rib Kriya, or many Rib Kriya, when they see the Kotel Maravi, it's a Derech Shtormah discussion if you have to go on top and look at the floor, the Ritzvah. But the bottom line is, Dominicans, people rip Kriya today on the Kotel. However, what about on seeing Yerushalayim b'Chorbano? Or Ari Yehuda b'Chorbano? It's the same issue. Ari Yehuda b'Chorbano is Yehuda. Why does Ari Yehuda have more, a bigger status in other places, because Yehuda was the Malchus, and therefore also it's in close proximity to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the same issue where Yerushalayim, on one hand, does it get it, it has its political capital, and also it has its connection to the Makam HaMikdash. So regarding Kriya, is this considered Yerushalayim v'Chorbano today? So that was a big issue, because we got back the political capital, but we're still lacking in the Makam HaMikdash. So that was the Machokis among the Poskin. Rav Moshe Feinstein on one hand versus Rav Salavechak on the other, in terms of whether it's considered B'Chorbano. So Rav Moshe thought, at least for the din of Birkas HaMazon, at least for the din of Kriya, that there's no, we have a Halacha Kedivrei HaMeikel B'Aveilus. So therefore, we could be Mako by Kriya on Yerushalayim. Aye, the Gemara says, Kriya Luchud and Aveilus Luchud. It doesn't apply Halacha Deva Mako B'Aveilus, but the post can point out that that's only when you have a definite Chiyuv to rip Kriya, and it's a technical issue whether it applies here or not. But in the case of Yerushalayim, now whether it's B'Chorbano, it's a whole Shaya whether the whole Kriya exists at all. And therefore, we could be Mako. So Rav Moshe felt that even if you did Kriya Kodem Chavches Iyar in 1967, we no longer do Kriya. And Rav Moshe, Reb Soloveitchik felt differently. And he said, Yerushalayim gets its main kedusha. Of course, there's both. But its main sanctity or is based on the Makom HaMikdash. And therefore, as long as there's no Makom HaMikdash, Yerushalayim still has a din of korban, at least by Kri. And that's why he said as well, there was a whole big discussion in Israel, should we stop saying kinos now on Tisha B'Av, that first time? It was Tisha B'Av like a month or two later. So, a couple of months later, so Rav Soloveitchik felt very, some Rabbanim felt that too. We have back Yerushalayim, it's the capital. It's the beginning of the Gula, that's it. And Rav Soloveitchik felt strongly, you know, as long as the base of Mikdash is B'Chorbano, we're considered B'Chorban, you have to say kinos. Even Rav Moshe agreed to that. Rav Moshe also said you say kinos today, but in terms of the din of Kriya, that was the Machlokas Rav Soloveitchik, and that was the whole discussion as well about saying in the Shmoneh Esrei on Tisha B'Av about the whole issue of Nachem. In other words, do we say, because we say on the Tfilas on Tisha B'Av, we talk about that Eretz Yisrael Habizuya, it's like a disgrace what it looks like. Let's go see about the Nachem. It's Aveli Tzion, it's Aveli Yerushalayim, it's Aera Avela Vachareva Vabazuya Vashomema. So the city that's ruined, scorned, desolate, mournful, without her children, etc. So people say, well, today Yerushalayim looks beautiful. So again, so there were some who wanted to take out Nachem completely, others didn't feel comfortable taking it out completely. Let's change the language that it was. And others, and the standard is that as long as, since it's B'makam HaMikdash, isn't there, so we consider it B'chorbano when we say Nachem. So it's the same Nakuda, so that's the two aspects we see here by benching. So Yerushalayim has two aspects. So first, because the first aspect, when David moved, it was two different stages. So when David moved to Yerushalayim, it became the capital. So therefore, that is the status. So we said, you know, we make Rachim now. Or we made the bracha on Bonei Barachim of Yerushalayim Amen. And when Shlomo came, it was the next step of the Makom HaMikdash. So that's to be a shayla. Bizman Hazeh, we no longer have the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, could be the third bracha is only drabbanan today. At one point, the first three brachas of Doraisa, the fourth was only drabbanan we'll get to, but, and so perhaps today it's only drabbanan, and then right now we have Eretz Yisrael, under control. So perhaps if we didn't have Eretz Yisrael under control, so maybe that'd go back to a drabbanan. So that, you know, could be dependent on that, but those are the two aspects of it was stages. Moshe Rabbeinu for the man is in a sakol, so that's the rice for sure. We thank God in giving us food, and then Noducha, we have Eretz Yisrael now, so it's still a din da raisa, and perhaps Bonei Barachim of the third bracha. I mean, that'd be a shayla, since we have Yerushalayim as the capital, but we don't have the Makom HaMikdash, so perhaps that'd be the issue, whether it's enough that it'd still be a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. And that's the whole issue by Kriya post 67 and Nachem, whether we do doing the kinos on Tisha B'Av. Those are the two aspects of Yerushalayim that we talk about from David and Shlomo. And that's, you know, and that we have Yerushalayim now, but we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, so is it considered B'Chorbano or not? And then the third one was the Haruge Beitar, that was always a Din Drabanan. And then the Gaonim instituted the Harachamans we say after benching. There is interesting, the Rishonim in Sota, they talk about that perhaps There's a din d'oraisa of that not only is like as we mentioned the first three brachas d'oraisa during certain times, but as well the Rishonim in Gemara Sota point out that the din of benching, giving the bracha for the Baal HaBayis could be d'oraisa. Why would that be d'oraisa? When we say Harachaman Yivarach as Baal HaBayis hazeh, this Baal HaZavayis hazeh, why would that be d'oraisa? Because because the Gemara talks about S is always Gorabos. So it doesn't make the drasha here, but it says V'achalta B'savato V'erachta Al ha'aretz atov Hashem. So what's the al? And what's the s? Barak to es Hashem lekecha. We're blessing God. Who else? Es gorabos baal habayis. So the revival of the briskarav had a big chiddush, or in Alpi Svarim makes a lot of sense. I don't know if anyone does it. But he says, right after you finish olam ha'yachaseinu, you should do this bracha. In other words, we have a general. In other words, we say bon bracha mavushayim amen. So why are we making amen in our own bracha? Usually gadol on amen. So the Rishonim point out to show the distinction between the third bracha and the fourth bracha. The first three brachas are daraisa, and the fourth bracha is only derabanan. And that's why the Svardim, based on Rabbeinu Yerucham, they do wa omer in the middle of the days and weeks to break up the Daraisa and Darabanan. According to Rabbeinu Yerucham, counting days as Daraisa, weeks as Darabanan. And then they point out, that's what they do it here. So we do the Daraisa Darabanan. To some people, they claim out special Torah, they don't even do the Rachaman. So therefore, according to Rav Elvo, then they should at least do the bracha for the Baal HaBayis. But if not, the meaning doesn't seem to be that way, but that's what it's based on. So therefore, the different aspects, the mitzvah Birkas HaMazon, Hazana Sako on the Man, Nodoch on Eretz Yisrael, the double aspect of Yerushalayim is the political capital and it's the Makam HaMikdash, and then Harugei Beitar, and then according to Tosfos and Sota, perhaps the bracha over the Baal HaBayis is a din d'oraisa, and therefore you should do it right after La'olam HaYechasreinu, before all the other harachamans that the Gaonim instituted.